There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for you. I am the mother of teenagers, and they are at the age where they are now able to get themselves places, meaning driving there. And when they go to get-togethers at friends' houses where the parents are home and supervising, but other kids still manage to show up and sneak alcohol and other substances in, and the parents at home, though repeatedly checking on them, never discover this until after the fact. When I'm questioned and I know what went on, do I reveal or do I not reveal?
How would you know? Because your kids told you?
Yes.
And who's asking?
Parents of other kids who were there.
Well, I'd say, who knows? I mean, I it's something I worry about. What I've told my kids is that I'm going to hold them responsible for their behavior. And I guess what I would probably say is that the rumors are that there was stuff available, and leave it at that. Because I think you don't want to out your kids. To a certain extent, your kids' confidence in your ability to keep their secrets is more important than a parent who's saying, gee, what do you know? And so I'd probably finesse it. I don't think I'd outright lie, but I don't think I'd out my kid either. I'd probably just say, look, the rumors are such, thus and such, but, why don't you talk to your kid?
Okay.
All right. Because again,
even when I know that, you when it's reported that those kids are flat out lying to their parents?
Well, but that's not your problem. I mean, you know, any more than if somebody called up and said your kids are lying to you, you're not necessarily going to believe. I mean, who are you going to believe?
No, I understand. Yeah.
So, you know,
it's just an awkward position to be in.
Well, I'm not sure why they're calling you and asking you, other than they're checking on their kids. And I think then it's your kid's word against their kid's word, and you don't want to get in the middle of that.
No, I don't.
So I would just say, okay. Look, who knows? The rumors are that there was alcohol. What I've done is just told my kid that they're responsible, and there will be a breathalyzer when they come home, and there will be hell to pay if the likelihood of a kid being able to sneak something in is very high. I mean, they all have backpacks, and you can put in a Coke bottle. I mean, it doesn't take a brilliant mind to figure out how to sneak alcohol into a party or anything else. But as far as I'm concerned, the issue is not, is there alcohol available? The issue is, does my kid partake? My kid partakes when they told me they won't. They're in deep doo-doo. I don't care where it came from. So I think that the way to deal with it is not, is there stuff available? Because there will always be stuff available. I mean, if nothing else, kids view it as, even if they don't drink, they'll view it as a challenge to get it in there. That's not the issue. Because there's always alcohol available. There's always everything available. The question is, can you trust your kid? And I think the issue is not, is it available, but do your kid avail themselves of it? And the deal is, if you tell me you're going to go to this party and not drink, you damn well better come home stone cold sober, or you're not going to go to the parties, because there's always going to be the availability.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Lynn, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi,
you had a caller. Hello?
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. You had a caller a couple weeks ago that had trouble getting her sponsor off the phone.
Right.
And I have a friend that's
from
very,
AA. Yeah.
Yes. But, well, her big problem was getting the woman off the phone. And I have a friend that's very similar. And she's dear and she's very interesting. But if you have 20 minutes to talk, she'll try and turn it into 2 hours. So what I've found, and I'm not proud of it, but I've come up with a number of techniques if total honesty doesn't necessarily work. And one is to ring my own doorbell and explain that I must get the door.
Very good.
And or to stand near the dryer when it's about to go off, because I'm not ironing those clothes. Those are coming out fast.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Very good, very good. Or makes you industrious as well. The first one makes you popular, the second makes you industrious, so keep going.
And to set the timer on the stove.
Yeah.
And claim that I've got to get that food out before it burns. Because she'll talk, even if all I'm doing is want to talk to her for 2 minutes to set up
yeah.
a day to take her out to lunch to talk to her then.
Yeah.
But those are my solutions, and they're not very honest, but they do help when you can't get a word in edgewise.
But
they can hear the bell.
Yeah, that's a good point. It really is a good point. In fact, I just saw a movie which comes out this weekend, which I'll review for you tomorrow, where supposedly this guy is at church camp, and so he's at a casino, and somebody, of course, wins a jackpot, which you knew because it's Hollywood's going to happen. And his son's on the other line, and he says, "What happened?" He said, "The spirit just moved these people." And so everybody around him is saying, "Yeah, yeah." So, yeah, I'm a great believer in egg timers, with saying, "Look, I've got 20 minutes, and I've set my timer because when it goes off, I got to go," which is essentially the same thing without the need for subterfuge. But I think yours are working okay. And, you know, look, it's better to sort of limit the conversations and still be willing to do business with her. The other thing I would suggest, Lynn, is that you may want to call her sometimes, because she...
I do.
And even then it's a problem, huh?
Even when we go out to eat,
yeah,
we've gone to places where she'll say, "Geez, we've only been here 2 hours, and they're giving us these looks like they want us to free up these tables." And I'm thinking, of course they do. They want us out of here. This is crazy. We can't sit here drinking soda all afternoon.
What about
this? Well, I like this one place we go, because they'll let you sit there for 5 hours. And I think, oh, my God, I'm going to have a panic attack if I'm sitting here for 5 hours having lunch.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of other things to do.
Absolutely. Does she know about chat rooms on the Internet? Because it sounds like that would be perfect for her.
I don't know. Anyway, and the other thing I wanted to say was, I know probably a month ago it's been ongoing, but not recent, but I know there was discussion about Greg not wanting to wear a seatbelt.
Right, right.
And I had a friend many years ago, and we got in her car, and I put my seatbelt on, and I said, "Geez, Becky, don't you wear your seatbelt?" And she goes, "No." She said, "Oh, I never wear my seatbelt, but I always make sure that the kids have theirs on." And I said, "So you want the kids to be okay?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, is it okay if you get in a car accident and you die and your kids grow up without a mother? Is that all right with you?" And she looked at me, and I said, "Well, you know, forget I said that. Don't worry about it. Your husband's young. He's cute. He's funny. He'll find a new wife real quick. You know, I'm sure they'll love her. You know, she'll be great to him, you know. Maybe until she has her own kids, and then she'll hate them. But, you know, if you don't want to wear one, fine. What? Your kids will get a mom. Don't worry."
She probably has not ever taken her seatbelt off since that day.
And about a week later, we went somewhere, and her husband was in the car, and she said, "Honey, aren't you wearing your seatbelt? You want your kids to grow up without a dad."
"But don't worry, I'll find somebody cute." Yeah. You know, that it is really true that that honey will catch more bees than vinegar. And I think it's a great approach of, "Oh, yeah, it's a, no way. You know, you don't have to be careful or do the reasonable thing. You know, so you'll make a great corpse." You guys come up with great solutions. You really, truly do. All right. You know, we're talking... somebody just sent me this cool email about stress, and they said, you know, that stress is like if you have a glass of water, right? And it doesn't make any difference whether the glass is half empty or half full. If you carry it, if you're holding that glass and you're holding it for a minute or two, no sweat, right? Especially if you can either drink the water or put it down. If you're holding it for 45 minutes, it's going to be really tiring. If you're holding it for a day, you're probably going to end up in the emergency room. And if we've used stress as a glass of water, think about it, right? And your seatbelt, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, it's Friday the 13th, and so I'm desperately trying to find things to talk about that make us forget that this is sort of, in theory, the second bad luck day we've had in the last, literally, month since February only has 28 days this year.
And we got another one later in the year, too, in November.
In November, yeah. I know, but that'll give us a little breathing room because, you know, that's like 9 months away or something like that. Well, today's March, so it would be, yeah, like 8 months away or something. Yeah, so that's all right. It's two within 28 days. It's a little alarming. No, I knew there was a third one. All right, so I'm trying to find things to keep you guys happy and positive and upbeat. So what I came up with was pizza. So actually, I've worked at places that on Fridays would sometimes order pizza for everybody. Have you ever worked at places like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the other job I have now, that'll happen sometimes where they'll maybe order a little pizza and somebody will have it delivered and we'll chow down a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Sort of an inexpensive snack. There was when I was working as an engineer a bazillion years ago, on Fridays we all used to go to this place, and then it was like $5 or something, you'd get steak and a beer or something. It may have been $10, but it was not very much. It was not great food, but it was. And one day they had a fire in the kitchen, and before they would let us evacuate, they passed out the bills so we all paid before we could evacuate. I've never forgotten that. Okay, pizza. People think of it as American, which of course it is not. By definition, it is Italian, although Italian pizza bears very little relation to American pizza anymore. Supposedly, pizza was first mentioned. Would you like to guess what year?
1936. 997
AD,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little off, man.
Just a teensy bit. I mean, basically about 1,000 years off. Yeah. But that's all right. Don't worry about that. All right, so the point being that pizza's been around for a very long time. Supposedly, it was invented in the town of Gaeta. The pizza that we know was 18th century, so not terribly off, in Naples. So now, you know, people think of apple pie and baseball and pizza, even though it's not really American. All right, but here you go. Let me just give you the statistics. You know I love statistics. For every man, woman, and child in the United States, we eat an annual average of 23 pounds of pizza. Wow. Which translates to 350 slices per second, or 3 billion pies a year. It's a $30 billion a year industry with more than 61,000 pizzerias, representing 17% of all U.S. restaurants and more than 10% of all food service sales. Think about that. 17% of all U.S. restaurants. Remember, we did the article or the interview with Deli Man a couple of weeks ago, and it turns out where delicatessens have shrunk, pizzas have expanded, it looks like. Wow. So, and there are all sorts of options. There's now deep dish pizza and thin crust pizza and fire ovens and gourmet pizza that has like caviar and lox on it. And there's ones that have, you know, 15 kinds of meat and a heart attack on a piece of cardboard. And all right, so we thought I thought about asking people about their favorite pizzas, but I thought that's going to get old very quick. So I just asked people about their guilty fast food pleasures. What did I say, fast food or just guilty pleasures?
Just guilty pleasure food.
Yeah. Okay, guilty pleasure food. So yeah. All right. Do you have one? Is yours pizza and beer, Manny? Did I already get yours?
Yeah, right on the money. Pizza and beer. Yeah, that's. I've tried not to overindulge as much lately. But
it's an awful lot of carbs, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know.
We getting a little pot belly there, baby cakes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, the funny thing too is you don't really, when you're eating it, you don't really think about that. But after,
no,
oh, what the heck?
Oh no, yeah. No, yeah, bad person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine, as we have sort of already determined, is really chocolate, and I have discovered two guilty pleasures in the last couple of months, which I sort of am a little bit reluctant to talk with you about because I still have 3 weeks to go. But one of them, the high and the low, all right? The high is that Godiva now has soft ice cream. And they have, a friend had a coupon, because I probably wouldn't have done this. I'm not a great fan of ice cream, but it's the chocolatiest thing you've ever had. And they put it in a chocolate cone, and it's got big chunks of chocolate in it. It is, I mean, it's like $6 or something for the stupid cone, but it is delicious. So I may have to hit a Godiva in 3 weeks on Sunday. And the other, which is significantly cheaper and probably every bit as awful for you, is somebody gave me a coupon for one at McDonald's, and when it says free on it, I swear to you, I'd try dog food. And this was, it's called a Blizzard or something. No, it's not the Dairy Queen one, although I tried that once in Philadelphia. That was pretty good. But this is, it's soft ice cream, and it's got chunks of chocolate in it, and then they put hot fudge sauce and caramel sauce on it, and then they put whipped cream on the top of it. And you drink it with a straw that's one of those straw spoons things. So you get the brain freeze as well.
This was at McDonald's, you said?
Yeah, it's Mickey D's. And I think it's like, it's right around $3 or something.
I think they call it the McFlurry. I think that's
McFlurry. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so you know of it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried one?
Oh, yeah. I've had the cookies and cream one with the Oreo cookie chunks in there.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that it has 40,000 gazillion calories.
I was going to say it's trouble, but it's pretty darn good.
It is delicious. I've only had one of each in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in 3 weeks from Sunday, it may be brunch, lunch, and dinner. So that's my guilty pleasure. The rest of it, peace is okay. You know, I don't eat meat, so those are pretty easy to bypass. I used to like onion rings, but they're just you just burp for the rest of your life on them. I mean, you know, what can I tell you? It's one of those things that I'm getting a little bit more grown up, trying to understand the things that taste good going one direction and not so good on the repeat may need to be avoided. So, all right, so let's hear what people have as their guilty food pleasures.
Vicky says cream cheese Danish with melted butter.
Whoa! That is truly a heart attack on a plate, isn't it? Wow. You go, girl. I mean, I can hear my arteries hardening like castanets even listening to that. Okay, keep going.
Margaret says Safeway's white cake with white icing and a spoon.
Or not. Okay.
This one might make you mad. Ricardo says dark chocolate.
Yeah, I'm. Come on, Ricardo. don't do this to me. Yeah, see, I decided maybe next year I should just give up milk chocolate. Because I don't like milk chocolate to begin with. I can give up and have given up white chocolate, not only for Lent, but for life. All right. 855-993-7569. If there's something you need to talk with me about, give me a holler now. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we're talking about guilty food pleasures, given the fact that I ran across this article that said that every man, woman, and child eats 23 pounds of pizza a year, which, if you think about it, is half a pound a week. And a pizza slice, I mean, that's not saying putting on half a pound a week from pizza. It's eating that much pizza. And how much do we think a pizza slice weighs? I mean, it can't be very much. So that's a lot of pizza. Mm-hmm. Would you say you eat pizza every week, at least once a week?
Actually, probably not even that often. I would say probably once every 2 weeks.
And how much do you eat at a time? Like a slice or two or a pie?
I won't eat a whole pie. Probably.
But most of a pie.
Yeah, probably about half.
Wow. Because I probably have a pizza slice at, like, maybe three a year. Mm-hmm. Maybe that much. Which means somebody is eating my 23 pounds.
Somebody's picking up the slack.
Somebody's taking up the pizza slack here. Yeah. Because, I mean, 23 pounds is a half pound a week. And I figure I don't eat, I don't think I eat half a pound of pizza a year.
Well, the other thing with me too, it depends on the kind of crust it is too. Because if it's a regular or a thick crust, I won't eat as much because it'll fill you up quicker.
But yeah.
If it's a thin crust, I mean, you could probably eat a small. A smaller pie.
A whole pie.
Yeah, because just because it's not as much
Well, and with bread. You probably put things like pepperoni and sausage and stuff like that
usually
on yours.
It's usually just pepperoni. I don't usually have a whole lot of, not a whole lot of
See, meat. One of the things we did in medical school is we looked at a pepperoni under an electron microscope. Let me tell you, I wasn't a meat eater before then, but if you ever looked at pepperoni under an electron microscope, you would never eat pepperoni again. Trust me on this.
Okay.
So probably a good idea not to do that.
I'll just leave it as a mystery.
Yeah, right. I don't want to know. Oh, looking into your microscope? I don't think so. Yeah, there's certain things in this life that are probably... And like someone said, is that the two things you should never watch being made are laws and sausage.
I will say, too, though, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the Meat Lover's Pizza, where it's got, like, the pepperoni, the sausage, the Canadian bacon, the hamburger, the, you know, the chicken.
Eye of Newt, yeah.
Where it just has, where there's more meat than there actually is pizza. I can't do that. That's too much.
Well, it turns out that the worst thing in the pizza for you, the cheese is basically, a lot of it's low fat, so that's not terrible for you.
Right.
A lot of people think tomato sauce isn't a very good idea because it's a combination of acid and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in terms of snack food, they're probably worse things to eat.
Yeah.
Like my Blizzard, whatever. Okay, let's go back to what other... I swear to you, though. I mean, I've had two of them in my lifetime, but I see that there are more in my future.
All right.
Less pizza, more Godiva. There we go.
Yeah, we've got a couple people here, Joy, that really want to mess with you right now.
They're doing the chocolate, aren't they?
Felicity says, hot fudge sundae with extra hot fudge.
They're mean. They're mean.
You know, one of the things. Cruel.
Yeah, there is. When I worked at ABC, they had an employee's cafeteria, which had relatively good food and relatively. It was subsidized, so it was relatively good. And I used to take people over there, and they had a soft serve ice cream, and they had hot fudge and hot caramel. And the two together are really delish.
Yeah.
Why am I talking about this? Keep going.
Erica says Ben and Jerry's.
But no particular flavor?
I guess anything.
Cherry Garcia. Once a year, I think they still do it. You know, Ben and Jerry's was taken over by another, by Seal Test, and then Ben and Jerry's took it back over again, apparently. But for a while, I don't know if they still do this, they would have free cone day, free customer appreciation day. And the line, at the time, there was only one Ben and Jerry's in New York. And the line would be around the block. And people would come in for a free cone, and they would have jugglers there and fire eaters. It was really fun if you had the time to spend. I mean, a cone costs, what, a couple bucks. So the amount of man hours lost was huge, but it was. I don't know if they do that anymore, but it was a good thing to do at the time. So, all right, Ben and Jerry's, but no particular flavor designated. All right, what else we got?
Christine says my boyfriend's homemade bread pudding. I don't care for sweets, but I do enjoy his bread pudding. Delicious.
I do enjoy anybody cooking for me. I'll eat almost anything. I don't even like to see if it tastes good. I just like the idea of someone cooking for me.
Stephanie says, mashed potatoes with lots of butter.
Do you know what are good alternatives, although obviously Stephanie's not going to buy into this at all, is if you puree cauliflower. Steamed cauliflower, it's delicious and much better for you than the mashed potatoes, although adding the butter is probably not a terrible idea, but keep going. Also, turnips, you can do the same thing with turnips.
Shauna says mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese has become sort of the new comfort food, except they make gourmet to put lobster in it and caviar in it.
My mom makes, like, the best mac and cheese ever. She bakes it. She puts it in a huge... You know, it's usually for, like, holidays and, you know, Christmas, Easter, and whatnot.
Easter's coming. You could FedEx me some mac and cheese.
Yeah, she puts it in this big, you know, this big baking
rectangular pan. Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll put it in the oven. And what I love the most about it is when it's in the oven, you get that kind of that crisp kind of top, the top of it becomes
the crumbs. Yeah,
strong.
Yeah, yeah. Those are
so
the best,
good.
The ends. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so
well,
good.
See, I grew up with my mother. My mother is a lovely woman. She is not a cook. And our favorite comment from my mother growing up was, lousy kids eating again. So we grew up thinking the macaroni and cheese was Kraft dinner, which we lovingly called crap dinner, which, of course, has no relationship at all with macaroni and cheese. So the first time I went to a restaurant and somebody ordered macaroni and cheese, I thought they were crazy because it was that orange chemically stuff. It was terrible. It still exists, but... Not real mac and cheese, folks. I'm not going to have a jihad against me from Kraft dinner, but nevertheless, they know. They're internal memos that say this no more bears relationship to mac and cheese than keep going.
Carol Ann says lobster with a ton of sweet butter. I grew up in Maine and never realized what a treat it was back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tracy says, melted cheddar on plain Doritos with salsa. There you go.
There you go. So much for gourmet treats. Well, I don't know the lobster fits into the... Well, I suppose it's a guilty pleasure.
If it's got a ton of sweet butter, it's probably a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Well, there are actually some people who think that lobster should be served cold with mayonnaise, but they're wrong. I mean, they're just plain wrong. Sorry, folks. One of the major mistakes, I lived in Massachusetts when my daughter was young, and she was actually born in Massachusetts, and we thought it was adorable for her. She would talk about Widow Wobster, and we thought that was really cute, that here's this barely alive kid who loves lobster. It isn't so cute when she gets older and goes to Anthony's Pier 4 and orders a 6-pound lobster. And she was like 5. Who have I've raised this little gourmet monster? She actually is much more of a gourmet than I am. It's better cooked than I am, too.
Let's see. We've got Amy says Big Macs. They
special sauce, two, let's see, what is it? Two all beef patties, cheese, special Sesame Street bun.
Yep.
No, Sesame...
Sesame seed bun.
Seed bun. Yeah, I'll be saying Sesame Street bun. You could tell I had a young daughter.
She says, Big Macs, they embody everything I'm against. I'm against the slaughterhouse industry, GMOs, marketing to children, you name it, but they are so yummy.
Good for you, darling.
Well, that's why it's a guilty pleasure for
Absolutely.
You.
Good for you. Yeah.
Another Amy says mac and cheese. Then she says, then almond amaretto wedding cake. If I can fit a tuna fish sandwich with red wine vinegar in there, it's a good day for me. It's a good day for my tummy.
All right. So what did we get there? We got
mac and cheese.
All right, mac and cheese. But I mean, mac and cheese can be a legitimate issue, depending on who makes it and what kind of cheeses and stuff like that. All right. And then amaretto almond wedding cake. I don't know that I've ever had that.
Almond amaretto wedding cake, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had that either.
Well, I've almond cake is kind of dry, but with amaretto on it, might be yummy. And then red vinegar with tuna fish? I don't think I've ever had that.
No, she just says, if I can fit a tuna fish sandwich with red wine vinegar.
Have you ever had tuna fish with red wine vinegar?
I have never had that. No, not with
that. Because I don't really like mayonnaise. That may be worth trying.
Hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go. See all these wonderful suggestions. It does sound like it's going to be one of those days that you're going to be burping a lot. But if you're going to a wedding, maybe it's okay. Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY. Come and burp along with us. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
True, 855-993-7569. Here to talk with you about whatever it is that's on your mind. And we've got just a couple more minutes left in this segment. We've got a half hour coming up, and then we're going to be talking about the world of extreme happiness, which seems like an impressive thing to do on any particular day, but certainly Friday the 13th, which, believe it or not, is a play that has so much relevance to what's going on in this country in terms of immigration, except that this is what's going on in China.
you're going to be, or hopefully you'll be impressed. I was impressed with what the parallels were and what the lessons were and how different governments cope with essentially the same issue. So the world of extreme happiness will be in about 40 minutes. So I can make you, presumably, either extremely happy or unhappy in the next little bit of time by the simple expediency of calling me. And we're looking at people's guilty pleasures, food pleasures, because I ran across this article that suggested that Americans eat more pizza than any place else in the world, that we are really pizza lovers, and we viewed pizza as an American phenomenon, which, of course, it's not. But it has become thus. So, all right. So we've gotten a lot of mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most consistent one, right? Of guilty pleasure mac and cheese.
Well, and then there's that chocolate too. I mean, that's
But we're not. We're pretending that's not existing. Stop. You stop giggling. All right. Keep going. Let's go somewhere. He's doing that because I gave up chocolate for Lynn. But.
Let's go to Becky. Becky says, sorry, but these are crazy answers. I would go for the chocolate melting cake on a carnival cruise. If you ever had one, you know the reason. Yummy.
Yeah, the molten lava cake. Yeah. Yeah, there's no flour, and it's just chocolate. In the middle is like chocolate pudding, and thanks a lot, kid. You know, I have some in my freezer. I have some chocolate, like Klondike bars. That have one of them has toffee and one of them has French vanilla.
Yeah.
And I actually thought last night about peeling the chocolate off and just eating the inside. And I thought, you know, that's getting awfully close to the edge, so I didn't do it. But it did occur to me that I could probably keep the letter, that as long as I didn't eat the chocolate itself and just put the chocolate back in for later, that would be okay. But it did occur to me that's flirting with temptation on a level that's awfully dangerous, so I didn't do it. But thank you guys for being so supportive. Okay, keep going.
Troy says donuts.
Yeah, we haven't heard about donuts in a long time, have we? Yeah. There's now, from Dunkin' Donuts and everything, there are all these homemade donut-y things. Like, donuts are having a revival in the same way cupcakes did about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're like specialty, and they do cider, and they have ones that I think... Krispy Kremes may have kind of they've kind of faded out, but I think they may have sparked a revival of reminding yourself how delicious hot greasy dough is.
Yeah, well, they actually up over here in Minnesota, they used to have Krispy Kremes all over the place, and
they
just kind of slowly faded.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
and then Minnesota, we just got our first Dunkin' Donuts. In Rochester, Minnesota, like a year ago, opened up last summer. Yeah.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts are not really considered very gourmet. I think they started in Massachusetts because there were two brothers, and they owned. They had a falling out, and one got the recipe, and one got the grease, and I can't remember which was which. But there were two donut things but Dunkin' Donuts have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
They're considered kind of the junk food of donuts, I think.
Yep. Mary says pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
Genevieve says chocolate peanut butter marshmallow ice cream with caramel sauce and chocolate sprinkles on top. Boy, that is just being
that's very, very
straight
specific.
Up cruel to you, Joy.
Yeah, well... caramel, maybe, you know, the caramel doesn't do much. I mean, although I will mix it with hot fudge. All right, keep going. Folks, I'm going to turn into a chocolate statue or something. They have chocolate fountains. Now, 3 weeks from Sunday, I mean, look for the little chocolate girl. That would be me.
Dave says bacon.
Do you know, somebody actually gave me a chocolate something or other that was bacon flavored, and it was awful. I mean, it was spit out awful. I like the idea of bacon. You know, when I eat bacon, it's when I go on cruises, because I never, it's just terrible for you. I eat turkey bacon, but a lot of turkey bacon, first of all, it doesn't actually taste very much like bacon, and second of all, it's got a huge amount of salt in it.
Yeah.
But there are some that I've found that doesn't have much, some turkey bacon that has a lot less salt. It still doesn't taste very bacony. I figure when I go on a cruise, I'm allowed a couple pieces of bacon. Or like when I'm, I did a speech last month, and they had a breakfast buffet, and they had bacon, so I had like two pieces of bacon. It's always, you know, it's like you talking about you eating something. It always seems like a good idea at the time, and then it's not. You know, you think, oh my gosh, oh no, not a good idea at all.
At the Minnesota State Fair every year, they have. They have like this wide variety of like deep fried foods, like foods that you normally would not deep fry, but they find a way to deep fry it. And one of them is like deep fried Oreo.
Yeah, Oreos I've seen before.
Yeah, and some of them are like, it'll be like a deep fried Snicker bar, like wrapped in bacon or something. It's just, I mean,
it's actually
like death on a stick.
Yeah, it really is. You can, and they have the paramedics standing by. Yeah, I was actually took a gourmet cooking class at one point, and they deep fried watermelon. And here's the perfect food. Yeah, it has very few calories in it. It's completely digestible. It's a natural diuretic. So what do? You deep fry it. It actually was fairly tasty. It turns out that grease actually improves the flavor of a lot of things, unfortunately, just not your heart. Have you seen the ones where they stuff the chicken with the duck? What is it? The goose, the duck, and then the chicken?
Turducken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've actually tasted that. It actually is not bad, and it turns out not to be as terrible for you as it should be, because the skin crackles enough so that it really, as long as you don't eat the skin, and it keeps the rest of the stuff pretty moist.
Yeah, it's like it's turkey, duck, and chicken, I think is
yeah.
the deal, isn't
yeah
it?
I actually, I know it's just people who have too much time on their hands. I think there's just no question about it. All right, what else we got?
Robbie says donuts too convenient. There you go.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in Illinois and there's like a Dunkin' Donuts on like every corner.
Seems. Well, they're around here too. And I sort of view myself about every 3 years, I'll have a hunkering for a glazed donut.
Yes.
And so my way of dealing with this is I'll eat the donut whole, figuring it's so much better for you. Remember your mother?
Smaller?
Yeah, well, no, it depends how many you eat of them, but somehow it just seems like better. And of course it's not, because it has a smaller surface area, or larger surface area, per the ratio of inside to surface area is much greater, which means you're going to get more grease. And so I sort of rationalize that. I don't know. I think when it comes to guilty pleasures and food, we're all the big R, rationalization. Yes, and heart attacks. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin markets, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.